Welcome to CougarCast with Keith Schertz and Tosh McIntosh. CougarCast, covering BYU football and basketball. Email the show, cougarcast@gmail.com, and follow on Twitter at CougarCast.
Shakalaka! My name is Keith Schertz, and I am here with the 2002 Daily Herald, Utah County, Name of the Year, Tosh McIntosh, Friday night, Marriott Center. Boom Shakalaka, 7 o'clock, it's free. It's also going to be on Brigham Young University television.
Yeah.
I used the long form.
You did.
And Boom Shakalaka is fun. What are you most excited about for the event? Is it seeing the three-point contest, the slam dunk contest, or finally getting to see, in person, the new Marriott Center?
That's close. I'm excited about all those things, so I don't have like a solid answer there. I am more stoked for BYU basketball than I've been in a long time. Probably since the Jimmer years before his senior year, I was really amped. That's I have a lot of high expectations and a fun factor going into this year, so I'm excited to see those things.
It'll be an interesting start off for the season. Obviously, they put on a good show. The BYU dunk team, Tosh, BYU dunk team is going to be performing at it.
I saw them perform live last year at a game, and they are pretty good for just a college group that decides randomly, hey, let's start a dunk team.
Yeah.
A lot of rah-rah, you know, a lot of, it's a funny thing to be a part of. But
do you think they've practiced a dunk where a guy dribbles the ball, jumps off, bounces it off the backboard, and then the guy behind him has run and jumped off the trampoline, and he catches the ball off the backboard. He then flips and bounces it off the backboard for the next guy to catch it.
I think.
And then he puts it off the backboard for then the next guy to catch it.
And then the second to last guy bounces it off the ground.
Yeah. And then Cosmo catches it and dunks it. What do you think? That been practiced?
Probably not. I think you have a more creative mind than them when it comes to these dunks. And so, no, you're on a good point.
It's always the same. It always finishes and it's always, but anyway, guys on trampolines jumping off and dunking. It'll be all right. Anyway, Boom Shakalaka, last year highlighted by the Jazz Bear. The Jazz Bear was there, and he was insane, and he was extremely hard in the dunk competition. He was one of the guest judges. He was extremely hard to please. Extremely hard to please.
Hmm.
Yeah, one of the most stringent dunk contest judges I've ever seen. You know, he seemed more put off by the event than Dr. J did when JaVale McGee's mother kissed him.
Yeah, jeesh.
Yeah. And anyway, so that's our first thing. Do you think the Jazz Bear will be back to be a judge? Or do you think BYU...
Doesn't sound like
or
it.
Or do you think BYU will say, get out of here?
Yeah.
He dunked himself, the Jazz Bear. He climbed up on the thing and he climbed
through
the
hoop. He's like 50-something years old. Did you know that? Because he's been it's the original Jazz Bear.
Mm.
It's been with the Jazz since they got the Jazz. He's an old man who, anyway.
Yeah.
There's a tidbit of information. When you dialed into this podcast, you were not expecting.
How did you know that the Jazz Bear was, how do you know?
So, I know people that know who the Jazz Bear is.
A source?
Yeah.
You have sources?
I do. Multiple, actually. As random as that is, I know two people that know the guy behind the mask. Hopefully that's not a spoiler alert to anybody.
It's not
a real bear. It's actually a person in
right.
that suit.
Right.
But I know two people that know him.
Yeah.
And that he's the original and he's an old man.
Here's what I understand. The Jazz Bear actually a little bit scared to go down sledding hills when there's snow. He only likes
he
going downstairs.
He prefers going down the aisles.
Yeah.
That sounds... That is a crazy thing. I don't think he does that anymore. That was more the younger...
Oh. Version. He doesn't do that anymore?
Maybe he'll hear me say this and then he'll do it again.
Well, he better... Yeah. Take you're a freaking mascot. Take PEDs. Do what it takes to start sliding down the stairs again. Back to the BYU team, though, at the Shakalaka. Boom! Shakalaka. I don't want to forget the boom. Three-pointer contest. Slam dunk contest. At BYU, the three-point contest is the real crown, I feel.
Should be. With Rose's systems, we need three-point shooters, which I actually think I'm stoked on the shooters we have this year. It's going to be a tough crowd.
So let's do basketball. Let's do the slam dunk contest first.
All right.
So who do you think, let's say there's going to be five entries into the slam dunk contest.
And are we on the same page that none of them will be from the women's team?
None of them are going to be a women's team. If you're going to have a women's dunker, your best chance, I would say, is Alohi Robbins Hardy.
Okay.
She's 6'2", and she's the setter on the volleyball team.
And if she dunks, she will win.
She would win, and I think she would deserve that, but I don't think she can dunk.
Okay. And so if we rule them out, then I think the possible contenders are Kyle Collinsworth.
Yeah.
Jordan
Chapman.
Jordan Chapman.
Kyle Davis.
Yep. Corbin Kafusi.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there'll be any others. Maybe some of the freshmen.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's tall guys like Braden Shaw, Jacob Hartsock. But if Jacob Hartsock's anything like his brother, I don't expect him dunking all that amazing. Jamal Ates is more of an under the rim guy. Maybe Nate Austin will try to be. I don't know. I don't want to see his hamstrings explode when he tries to. Yeah. Just do a, like if he tried to do like the air walk, like the Jordan split leg dunk.
He would end patently on the floor.
Yeah, that would be the end of that. So, all right, we think there's maybe Elijah Bryant can dunk. If you don't know who that is.
That guy, yeah, he'll probably be in.
He's the transfer from Elon College.
I hear he's doing great in practice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's going to be good, but he has to sit out this year.
Yep.
So really, Boom Shakalaka is that's his game of the year. That's his.
Yeah, he's got this circled on his calendar since he transferred.
He's ready for it. So maybe Elijah Bryant, but we really think maybe. And do you think Kyle Collinsworth will participate, or do you think he'll do like a LeBron and be like, "I'm above the dunk contest"?
So
he certainly earned that, I would say.
I always take kind of a worrier approach. I hope he doesn't.
Uh huh.
I hope he doesn't. It's not worth him hurting his already somewhat balky knees.
So you think he's the best dunker, though, probably?
Yeah. He's the best dunker, like surprise you dunker on this team.
All right, so let's cross off Kyle Collinsworth, though. We don't think that he's going to be in there.
Okay, who's your pick?
We think Jordan Chapman, Kyle Davis, Corbin Kafusi, and Jordan Chapman, and maybe Elijah Bryant.
Yep.
I will take Corbin Kafusi. And it's unfortunate that I'm taking him. He showed some stuff last year, like he might be able to do it. But beyond that, it's just dunks when you're 6'10". They're not as impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the facts. But, you know, nobody has ever really... Everyone kept saying Frank Bartley was going to be this incredible dunker. That hasn't worked out. I mean, Josh Sharp, I think, was our reigning champion maybe... unfortunately, we don't get to see any PDA anymore from that, or actually fortunately, maybe fortunately. But anyway, maybe there'll be some PDA. I don't know.
Who knows? Some of these guys have wives that they like to French kiss in front of everyone at Boom Shock.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they can set up Kiss Cam.
Yeah.
For there. That would be smart.
Well, I'm going to go with...
So I'll say Corbin Kafusi, and I say that he'll do a dunk... I don't know. It'll be like kind of a reverse. Let's say a baseline reverse dunk.
Corbin Kafusi is an amazing athlete, but I'm going...
Where he cradles the ball low, too.
Really?
So take it, comes, cradles the ball low, and then comes behind
right.
and reverse.
It's going to be a tough one to beat. I am going all in on Chapman. And it's partly because guards win dunk contests, because the fans get more excited when a somewhat shorter guy...
Yeah.
Gets up there. He's going to do, if anybody here has played NBA Street in the late 90s,
wow.
There is the best dunk for points was called Dinner Served, where they they run at the basket, throw it off the backboard, just alley-oop themselves. So another kind of obscure reference is that Tracy McGrady did this in a live All-Star game in the late 90s. I think that Jordan Chapman wins with what NBA Street, the video game, called the Dinner Served.
Served. Okay, we're calling for it right now. Let's tweet at Jordan Chapman with the hashtag Dinner Served.
All right.
Let's just see if he even knows what he's
doing. The guy was...
Okay, so there it is. Everybody listening, we're going to find... I don't know if Jordan Chapman has a Twitter, so if he doesn't, do Jeff Chapman. Do his dad. JeffChat24, right? And just say, looking forward to Boom Shakalaka, hashtag dinner served.
Yep, it'd be great.
Oh, I want 100 of those.
Trending on Twitter.
I want 100 of those tweets, okay? Hashtag dinner served. Oh, that's so great. All right. Well, now I'm cheering for that, right? All right, three-point contest. Obviously, it'll be the men and women. There's also a skills competition. I don't know what the skill... Like, last year it came down to... It was like a team. They teamed up several people, and they shot like half-court shots and all that stuff. We're going to skip that. Let's go three-point contest, okay?
Okay.
On the men's side, lots of people here. Nick Emery, Chase Fisher, Zach... And he's new to the team. Zach Zelhaas. S-E-L-J-A-A-S. That'll be
great
one.
Great player from Bountiful, but I'm not sure if we're saying his
name. We'll
have
to learn how to say his name. Jake Toulson is also involved. Also, we didn't talk about Alan the Hammer Hampson.
Yes.
We didn't talk about
7'2"
him.
Guy,
we didn't talk about him dunking it.
I bet he can dunk.
I'm certain he can dunk.
So, but I don't see him winning.
Alan the Hammer Hampson.
I like that nickname.
I might be cheering for Alan Hampson. That would be kind of fun. Elijah Bryant can fill it up from outside. Corey Calvert, potentially. But I think, though, your three-point shooters...
Did you say Emery?
I did.
Because Emery, for sure, can...
It's going to be Nick Emery. Nick Emery, Chase Fisher. I think you're going to see Jake Toulson in this competition. Mm-hmm. Maybe Cooper Ainge.
Who's the crowd going to be cheering for the most?
I think Nick Emery.
Me too.
I think Nick Emery is the one that gets the people.
He's
going to
be the people's favorite.
Yeah.
Similar to The Rock, you know, the people's champion.
Yeah. Well,
Nick Emery.
Of that national championship team, like, he was sort of the guy for Lone Peak. On the women's side, two, maybe three that I would look for, right? Obviously, Lexi Eaton Rydalsh. She got married over the summer, so she's now Lexi Rydalsh. Lexi Eaton Rydalsh. I also think you need to take a look for Mackenzie Morrison, who also got married. She's now Mackenzie Morrison Pulsifer. And lastly, Kylie Maeda. She did not get married, but is equally wonderful of a young person.
All the listeners, your last name could be hyphened with hers if you jump on that opportunity.
Yeah. Look for her. She's from Hawaii, so you get to go there. So that would be all. That's great. I'm taking outright winner. I'm taking Lexi Eaton.
Oh, Rydalsh. Going with the
female
pick.
Last year, the best shooter from three was their coach, was Jeff Judkins. He came out and shot and just destroyed.
That's cool.
But I think we're going to see Lexi Eaton. She's going to win. But from the men's side, who you got?
Jake Toulson will be the overall winner. I think that guy is a pure shooter. And this event was built for a guy like him. Just get him an open jump shot. He's going to knock it down.
All right. I'll take on from the men's side. I'll go with Nick Emery.
Yeah. And I think on the men, it's either.
No, Chase Fisher.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Toulson, Emery, and Fisher are who are going to be the contenders for the men.
But that's the real event of the night, right? It's a three-point contest. That's the point. And plus, when people really get hot and get going, it's like the best. It's the most wonderful thing.
We have three guys that are lights-out three-point shooters. Makes me really excited for the season.
Maybe
We'll do a season preview, but I am stoked with the talent, athleticism, and shooting this team has.
All right. So that's it. There are our picks and preview. Go out and enjoy Boom Shakalaka. Hopefully the Jazz Bear doesn't ruin your night like he did all dunkers from the week before. But anyway, check out Boom Shakalaka. And that's it.
Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to CougarCast. If you enjoyed this show, take the time out to give us a rating on iTunes. Also, look for us on VanquishTheFoe.com. If that isn't enough, you can follow us on Twitter @CougarCast. Enjoy the games, and go Cougars!